How many men have that chest voice and that falsetto and scream like any punk or rock artist?
Someone came up to Eric Clapton and they asked, what's it like being the greatest guitar player in the world? And Clapton said, I don't know, ask Prince.
This is not your average rock and roll star.
Prince was one of the most talented and legendary artists of his time, yet also very mysterious. This genius singer, songwriter, guitarist, and performer was known for his flamboyant persona and wide vocal range. But who really was Prince? Get to know some of his greatest hits, the reason behind the name change, how this private star's tragic end stunned the world, and more on this Artist Spotlight segment. I'm your host, Alana, and you're listening to WGLZ Radio, where we are passionately vocal. Born in 1958, Prince Rogers Nelson became interested in music at a very young age, as both of his parents were in the industry themselves. He taught himself how to play the piano, guitar, and drums, and it seemed only fitting to continue his parents' musical legacy. In the early days of his career, at just the age of 18, Prince was signed to Warner Brothers Records in 1977, where he released some of the biggest albums of his career. His self-titled album Prince, released in 1979, was critically and commercially better than his debut album, For You. It featured Billboard hits like Continuing with more risque and explicitly sexual and controversial themes, Prince released the albums Dirty Mind and Controversy in 1980 and 1981. Dirty Mind explored adult themes in a daring way, and it set the sound for urban black music of the early 1980s with a combination of multiple genres like funk, rock, new wave, and punk. Although this album charted lower than his self-titled album, the catchy hooks and stripped-down minimal arrangements gave the album an extra punch while paving the way for Prince's success. Dirty Mind is where Prince delved deep into topics of love and sex, but Controversy is where Prince started opening up about the broader themes of politics, gender, faith, ethnicity, and fame. During this point in Prince's career, he wanted to confront stereotypes on race and sexuality, as well as address war threats, rather than simply entertain audiences with songs like Sexuality is all you never need. And on the Early Show in 2004, co-anchor Renee Seiler asked the reason for featuring such controversial and political themes.
I think music, not only should it be entertaining, but it should try to uplift you in some form or fashion. I mean, I think that's the purpose of music. It's to make light of an otherwise dire situation. You know, you take music out of the world, it's going to be pretty dark.
A world without music would be pretty dull. But thanks to Prince, we continue to receive more great hits like 1999. I mean, who wouldn't want to? Although the lyrics express worries and fears dealing with nuclear war and the end of the world, Prince insisted during a 1999 interview with CNN's Larry King that the message is ultimately optimistic.
A lot of people were talking about the year and speculating on what was going to happen. And I just found it real ironic how everyone that was around me, whom I thought to be very optimistic people, were dreading those days. And I always knew I'd be cool. I never felt like this was going to be a rough time for me. I knew that there were going to be rough times for the Earth because this system is based in entropy and it's pretty much headed in a certain direction. So I just wanted to write something that gave hope.
Indeed, maybe we should live in the moment, especially in crazy times like today. I'm sure Prince didn't think how his hit song 1999 could still pertain to today's troubling society. However, other fun, melodic songs on the 1999 record, like might not have created that same sense of reassurance, but it did give the world a warmer kind of feeling. And if you are just now joining this Artist Spotlight episode, we are still discussing the lovely, super talented Prince. I'm your host, Alana, and you're listening to WGLZ Radio, where we are passionately vocal. Prince's next greatest album took the crown in 1984. Purple Rain. Yep, you guessed it, Purple Rain. This album was regarded as a new beginning and marked a pivotal turning point in Prince's music career. It even led to the Purple Rain film that featured the very own artist as a young musician struggling through an abusive household, troubling relationships, and battling industry rivals as he rises to fame. Tracks like and Purple Rain on this well-known record explore themes of renewal, hope, and having faith in the face of tragedy and sorrow. Unfortunately, Prince would soon come face to face with tragedy in 1993 after signing a new deal with Warner Brothers. The deal led to an unruly public dispute, and in protest, Prince wrote the word slave across his face, denoting his desire for artistic freedom, control, and ownership. Warner Brothers owned the name Prince and all related music marketed under Prince. The singer essentially became a pawn used to produce more money for the record company, and Prince highly disagreed with their terms. In a 1996 interview with Oprah Winfrey on her talk show, Prince discussed the situation further.
I never meant to be compared to any slave of the past or any slave of the future. The slavery that I had undergone was in my mind and as well as the business that I was in. We inked a $100 million deal with Warner Brothers, and that turned out to be a little less than desirable. You can go in to record, you can go in to do some form of art, and if you have any sort of chains on you, it's not going to come out as cool as it could be.
Although this dispute led to a rocky relationship with Warner, Prince stated that he was actually grateful for this journey, as it helped him grow and find himself. To further combat his record label, Prince also changed his name to an unpronounceable love symbol that combined both male and female gender signs. Because he felt trapped with his back against the wall, Prince chose to use his name as a way to attack his oppressors, his record label. In his own words, Prince discusses his reason for the name change in a 1998 interview with BET Tonight host Tavis Smiley.
One of the things that I was asked to do by my inner voice, which I believe to be my higher power, I was asked to change my name. What I found out is when I got into a situation with Warner where I wanted to leave, they said, "You can't leave, we have you under contract." So then I changed my name and found that I could record with this name outside of that contract.
Later in the year 2000, when the contract with Warner Brothers was up, the artist went back to the name Prince, disposing of the symbol that became the look for his infamous guitar. In the years leading up to his death, Prince would produce many more albums and even re-recorded old songs in hopes of owning the rights to his music. After countless fans criticized Prince for releasing unsuccessful, unimaginative songs, his first comeback album was in 2004 with Musicology. Songs like Cinnamon Girl and Oh My proved to listeners he wasn't going anywhere soon, nor was he going to let anyone else define him and his story. Eventually, though, Prince's world came to a tragic end in 2016 when the 57-year-old funk rock singer passed away in his Paisley Park estate. The beloved musician, who created more than 30 albums over his 40-year career, suffered an accidental painkiller overdose of opioid fentanyl. The overwhelming news stunned many, leaving others lost and heartbroken. Prince's once genre-defying music, known for shocking listeners with explicit lyrics, now faced its untimely end. But if there's one thing Prince would like us to remember, it's this.
I haven't built any walls around myself. I'm just like anyone else. I need love and water, and I don't really consider myself a superstar.
That was Prince's first ever televised interview, which was with MTV and Prince's manager, Steve Fargnoli, in 1985. That's all for this Artist Spotlight segment. Thanks for tuning in to WGLZ Radio, where we are passionately vocal. I'm your host, Alana, and you were listening to the life of the once flamboyant, passionate, and boundary-defying Prince.